I was about 4 when I had my first experience with the nature of sensory deprivation. My father was reading me Robert Louis Stevenson's Treasure Island. We'd reached the exciting chapter in which Jim Hawkins and the sea captain are seated in the Admiral Benbow Inn. Suddenly, Pew, a blind beggar, comes in, finding his way hesitantly, tapping a cane, until he reaches the captain, whereupon he gives him a message bearing the dreaded black spot, and races out of the inn. "But wait," I said, "how can this blind man, who could barely find his way into the inn without tripping over chairs and tables, now race out of the tavern so easily?" And my father explained that blind people, because they had to rely on senses other than sight, were able to develop those other senses to a very high degree. Blind Pew, he assured me, could certainly find his way out of any place he entered, because, as he found his way in, he was unconsciously visualizing the floor plan in his head. "It is," he said, "like a sixth sense."